Jones. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In Iran, more protests. This one was an attack on a police station. 9 protesters died overnight, 6 at the police station and 3 others elsewhere. The demonstrations have seen 6 days of unrest across the country and a death toll of at least 20. Hundreds have been arrested. Protests began on Thursday over Iran's weak economy, with some protesters chanting against the government and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday and accused enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests, saying those enemies with cash, weapons, politics, and intelligence create trouble. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday morning that the people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime, end quote. Iran's foreign ministry, responding to a Trump tweet, said, quote, he'd be better off seeing to the domestic issues of his own country. And instead of sending useless and insulting tweets regarding other countries, end quote. Japan's Emperor Akihito was cheered by thousands of well-wishers Tuesday at the Imperial Palace. The 84-year-old emperor, who announced his abdication set for next year, wished everyone a happy new year. Crown Prince Naruhito, who will assume the throne, and his wife appeared alongside the emperor, who will be the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in 200 years. I'm Ann Ball. From Washington.